Hi everyone, you're welcome back to Voice of Life. Yes, you already know it's your girl Junwolo, and today we'll be having our first guest, a young lady, and she's going to be telling us about her childhood and how she made it through. So hey baby.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm very well.
You look so beautiful.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to give you a free out table so you can tell us what you actually go through.
All right. Okay. Since I'm anonymous, I won't be disclosing my name.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't born with a silver spoon, and I wasn't born into a poor family either. But growing up was actually easy till I lost my mom. According to what I heard from my dad and my brothers, I heard that since my mommy was carrying me in her belly, that was when she started having problems with her spinal cord.
Wow.
Before she had an accident, and they gave birth to me through cesarean operation, CS.
Wow.
So after that, I grew up till my mom died when I was 12. I was going to be 13. She died when I was 12. And after that, I now discovered that having a mother in your life is actually very, very, very important.
Yes.
Me dealing with three boys, my dad and my two brothers, was not really easy. We got separated. You know how men are now. You always have another woman that is always there for them. So I wasn't with my dad. My dad was with another woman. And I had to like start staying with a complete stranger, people that I didn't even know, a particular family. That was where I discovered that living with somebody, there's nothing like staying in your own house.
Exactly.
Living in your own house. So I was staying with these particular people. My brothers, my eldest brother's ex-girlfriend's family house. So
your
I was
brother's ex-girlfriend family.
Yes, wow. That was where I was staying, yeah. So staying there for the first year, first few months, I was welcomed as usual. When
normal.
You first get somewhere, you'll be welcomed.
Exactly.
I was welcomed. And I felt love. I felt like, okay, I think I'll be comfortable. I think there is a home for me. Till I started having issues with the last daughter, always complaining about everything I do. I sleep too much. I eat too much. I talk too much.
Wow.
I do all of those. And the eldest brother who always tried to, because I'm kind of person that I have a rapid growth. I started my menstruation when I was nine. Going to 10.
Wow.
So I have this rapid growth, and when you see me as a lady, you'll be attracted to my body. So the brother then was solemnly attracted to me, and he always tried to touch me and all of that. I was a kid. Not like I was a kid, or I didn't know what was right from wrong. At least I got there when I was 13.
Yes,
2013.
Yes. Teenager already.
Exactly. And I'm already seeing my period, so I have every chance to get pregnant at that age. So
wow.
I know right from wrong then. So when he's always trying to touch me, and I say, stop it, stop it. You know, guys are actually very strong. The way they hold you down, not like he raped me. He never tried to sleep with me, but
okay.
He tried to touch my body,
molesting,
touch
no.
Exactly, touch my breast, touch my vagina, and all of that. So I actually reported to the mom.
Okay, good.
I just felt like if I don't talk, it will continue.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And then I think I was in GSS 2 or 3 then. So I spoke to the mom. The mom was like, it's not possible. I should not accuse our son of such. I should not do that.
Mothers.
I should not do this. I should not do all of that. And then the boy started hitting on me, because I think the mom spoke to him about it. So the boy started hitting on me, the siblings, and I felt like a complete stranger in that place. Not forgetting that I have a father that is hungry with another woman. He doesn't even care how I'm living. Having two brothers who are hustling, at least to send themselves to school and to provide for me one way or the other.
Wow.
I couldn't even tell my brothers, because I know how they are. So with time, I think God intervened. I had to leave that house due to one or two. So I started staying with my eldest brother.
Okay, that's cool.
Staying there too, he wasn't really always at home. I was all by myself then too. So staying there alone and growing up alone, like just me,
only
doing
you.
Things all by myself, cooking, eating. Sometimes I need advice. Sometimes I need somebody to talk to, but I can't. There's nobody.
You were lonely.
Exactly, that was it. I had a lonely childhood at a point. after my mom said that I had a lonely child, before I joined a particular church, who now changed my life, and I met a few people. Then I accommodated two people in my house. Then me that I was even staying with somebody, I could not accommodate somebody. You know, there's a way God does this. If you're a Christian, a good Christian, and you believe and you have a pure heart, things will just, you know, fall in place. So I wasn't lonely, but at the same time, I was lonely because I feel like it's not everybody that I can trust. Because that place I was staying, people just turned their back against me. As if I'm a complete
stranger.
I'm a complete stranger.
As if they don't know you.
As if they don't know me. Thank you. So I just, when I was with those people I was staying with, like that's my brother's house, I had love. You know, I had girls that there was fights, struggles, heartbreak, different thing. And at that my age, I was exposed to so many things. What I mean exposed?
I wanted to ask that question.
I was exposed
like,
to so many
at that
things.
Age,
yeah.
were you doing things you don't like, or have you ever done
yes.
something
that
you were regretting?
I did things that I was supposed
now.
To be doing at my age. I did stuff. I did a lot of things at that particular age. Like I said, my mom still died when I was 12. I was going to be 13. So, as at 13, that I was staying alone, but I was staying with people, I got really, really exposed to so many things.
Like?
I'm a very dark-skinned person, you know?
Okay.
So, I feel like then I used to feel inferior that I'm so black and all of that. I tried using cream where I was staying. That my brother's ex-girlfriend's house.
Okay.
They were all light-skinned, so I had to use their cream, okay. And I wanted to just fit in
to the family
and blend and all of that. So I started using their cream and started seeing changes in my skin. And maybe God just wants to just, you know, bring me out of that. I started getting itchy skin. My skin, I was always scratching my body because probably the chemical of that
cream is too
was too much for me. It gave me stretch mark. That you did, it's still in my body. Some things will just stay.
So the molestation of a thing.
Yeah.
How were you able to overcome like the trauma of it and all?
Well, I'm actually a very strong person, and I believe that nothing is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
No condition is permanent.
Exactly.
Things will pass. I knew that if I was in my house, it wouldn't happen. So because after I now reported, and the mom started. Probably she was even covering up for her son. For her to be like, my son can't do such. I trust him. Don't lie against him. And the guy was even looking at me and was just saying that, when did I touch him? I'm like, when did you touch me? Are you serious right now? When did you touch me? Obviously, I'll think about it. I'll think about it several times. Before I sleep, I'll think about it. This is what's happening. But then I just, you know, I got distracted too with other guys in my school. And you know, I started having boyfriends.
At what age was that?
13.
Okay.
Started having boyfriends.
But you never slept with them?
No, I never slept with them. Started kissing. I allowed them to start touching me. And
because of what that one has already. Or what?
Or is it just. Touching me is not an excuse. It's what I actually wanted.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Fine.
It's what I wanted. I wanted to just like be in the world and see what's happening. I want to see. And I want to remove my eyes from it. So I was exposed to so many things.
So is this something like maybe you had a dream of something you want to become, and eventually maybe you're already moving away from that line? Do you regret about that or what?
Career wise, I've always wanted to be a presenter, instead of a newscaster. I wanted to be on TV. I like entertainment, I love social media. So I wanted to be famous. So I pursued that. I was in art class. I was an art student.
Okay.
And fortunately for me, I'm actually quite brilliant and smart.
Okay.
So I had good grades and all of that. At a point, Steph, I was on scholarship.
Wow.
At Ibadan.
That's
when
good.
I was staying at Ibadan. So when I was about to enter the university, I wasn't sure, should I go for mass comm or should I go for theater arts? Because I also like to direct.
Okay.
Produce movies and all of that. So I started in performing arts. So my career, and right now I'm even a YouTuber.
That's good.
I have up to like 500 subscribers already. So
that's
I'm a YouTuber, and well, I don't even know what to say any longer. But childhood wasn't really, really easy for me. I won't say I had everything at the path of gold, or I had everything I needed. I was just strong.
But definitely,
so
you missed your mom.
Of course. And some in a point, I was misled to do some things I'm supposed to do.
Like, oh, you don't want to share with us?
No, that's why I'm here, to share.
Okay.
Like, partying at a very young age, alcohol at a very young age, getting used to drinking alcohol, getting addicted to alcohol. And, you know, I even tried smoking when I just newly entered university and all of that.
What about drugs? You didn't touch that?
No. I didn't touch drugs.
Okay. So, circumstance surrounding your mom's dates, do you even ever think maybe you were the cause or something? Or has somebody ever used that? Maybe because you came, that was why?
Yes, very well. I've heard it like twice. What am I saying twice? More than twice that. It's because of me. When my mommy was crying, that was when the problem all started. Wow. I used to feel bad, like, then am I the one that entered this stomach by myself? Like,
I'm
I don't
so
know how
sorry.
People think. Yeah,
so sorry. So, what is your advice to people out there that have this kind of situation? Because I'm very sure that if it could actually happen to you, definitely thousands of people out there will be going through some. Yes. So, what is your advice to people, to teenagers?
Okay.
To
youths.
I'm sorry for saying
well,
that.
Having not having a mom, rather not having a mother, is not an excuse to do the things you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're using your late mom or your late dad, or probably if you're an orphan, as an excuse not to make it in life, you're on a long thing.
Yes.
That's because you just keep regretting at the long run. You just be like, and I should have just, you know, moved on and all of that. My advice is just that you just know what you want for yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't make mistakes as a teenager. It's normal for you to make mistakes and then you learn from it.
And you stand up again.
You stand up again, that's it. And you keep moving, you keep pushing. Right now, I'm not where I'm supposed to be yet. I'm still aiming forward, I'm still aiming for.
And you're moving towards
a better life, yes. So I'm working towards it. I'm in school, I'm still doing some side things like YouTube, I sell a branded shirt, all of that. I'm still moving towards my goal. So just keep pushing, self-determination, what you want for yourself. Yeah, just go for it. That's my little advice. Miss Eva, I still need the advice.
Thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate. Thanks for actually coming out to talk to us, because there's so many people out there who doesn't have their confidence yet and who are still hiding under the fact that it wasn't them. They were actually brought to this world and they're actually using that as an excuse not to move forward, not to go for what they want. So our advice for you today, if you actually listen to us, is that stand up and move. Don't stay in one place. It is not the fault of your father, it is not the fault of your mother, because at the end of the day, it will be your fault if you remain the same. Don't remain the same. Thank you. We'll bring it back to you next time.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. As you already know, I can't actually disclose her, but me seeing her right now, she's so beautiful and she's smiling. Thank you so much. As you already know, please, our advertising publishing today, I want to tell you that one of our favorites, our lover, our own person, up on a YouTube not quite long, Jenny's Moment. I want you guys to go there. You don't have to be bored. Come on, spice up your day and be happy. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate. And I remain your girl, Chiwon with the spice, Chiwon with the sauce. As you already know, Chiwon Lo. And you can just check our Instagram page at The Voice of Life with the Real Chiwon Lo. Thank you. See you some other time. Bye.